Chapter 1. Morgan is in a bushfire. He's surrounded by tree trunks that seem to dissolve and change shape as he looks at them through veils of gray smoke that slowly whirl around in the still air. Charred pieces of bark and black leaves rain over him, and he fears some of them might still be smoldering. It's painful to breathe. The fire has eaten all the oxygen in the air. Why is there no wind? The heat stings his eyes and nose, and the smoke makes it hard to breathe. He coughs and looks up in the hope to see rain clouds, but all he sees are burnt treetops and the smoke-filled sky. It's eerily quiet. The forest is dead and all animals are gone. Suddenly he hears fire truck sirens behind the dense blanket of smoke. The sound of sirens grows louder and louder, and then the noise suddenly stops. When the sirens start to howl again, it sounds like they're right next to him. He looks around, and when he can't see any fire trucks, his conscious mind is activated. He knows what the noise is before he's fully awake. He squints with his eyes in the dark and sees that the red digitals on the alarm clock read 4:10. If this is about a fire, I won't go, he thinks, as he stretches his hand towards the phone on his bedside table. D.S. Callahan, a male voice asks in his ear. Yes, Morgan's voice cracks. He has a remnant feeling of inhaling smoke, and vivid scenes from the dream are still with him when he clears his throat. Yes, speaking, he repeats, and the memory of his dream slips away like a silvery fish under the surface. He is wide awake now, and has a premonition about what the voice will say next. Phone calls in the middle of the night are usually on behalf of the dead, which means he has to get up and won't get a full night's sleep. This is Detective Osborne. A naked female body has been found on a wharf in Pyrmont. The exact address is 32 Parama Road on Pyrmont Point. They're taking photos now, but I thought you'd want to see the crime scene. Morgan's premonition has come true. Okay. 32 Parama Road, Pyrmont Point. Got it. I'll be there in 20 minutes. And Osborne? Yes? Make sure no one touches the body or the immediate area around it until I get there, all right? Morgan hangs up and goes to the bathroom. 8 minutes later, he's showered and dressed. Fragments from his dream flash past under the surface of his conscious thoughts again when he grabs his keys and wallet from the hallway table on the way out. How many times have